There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Why did you say Jeff Gordon? What does that mean?
Because I was asking him about NASCAR.
We're having a chat about NASCAR.
As I know.
Doug always walks up at the last second, and we're having a conversation, and then he gets all confused.
Because I know we're going to talk to Ivan Eland about the situation with ISIS and Boko Haram.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon has converted, and he's now a radical Islamic terrorist.
Ah, good. Okay.
So start that rumor.
He's going to keep running around in left-hand circles and just shooting everybody.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're talking about.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. How many of you go to Burger King for a meal from time to time? Raise your hands. Been a long time since you went there?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Richie, Burger King?
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Right. I was just there recently because my friend Brian Whitman, who's in radio, only likes to eat at the Burger King. I mean, you could offer him to go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and he wants to go to Burger King. So I have most recently been, and you know they have Status Fries, which are these low-fat baked French fries that were very delicious.
Really?
Well, they have dropped fountain drinks from their children's menu. They are no longer merchandising these fountain drinks as part of the Burger King children's meals. This move has been under duress. I think they did it because there are a lot of advocacy groups who are pushing McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King to stop serving this sort of thing because it's not good for, soft drinks are not good for anybody. They should drop them. They shouldn't even have them in the store. If I were running them, I would try to start something new. But then I wonder, is that the image that they have? Remember when McDonald's tried to sell you on healthy food, and that didn't work much.
I heard a fascinating news report yesterday about McDonald's.
Really? Well, their sales are sliding. They're not doing well at all.
Globally, their sales have slid 2% in the last year. Okay, not a good thing.
Yeah.
Nationally, they've slidden 4% in the last year.
It is slidden.
4% in the last year.
Yes, that's true.
Yet,
their
Super Bowl commercial was one of the most popular commercials.
How do you explain that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what they said. They said, if people love your marketing but don't love your product, you've got big problems. And that's what they're staring at. The marketing guy for McDonald's is coming up with all these really good campaigns, and yet their sales are still sliding, and it's just because people hate you.
I don't think, do you think they hate them?
No, they don't hate them. They just, they're hip to it.
They're not, it's not customer preference anymore. That's my father's term when he was selling clothing for 40-odd years. He always used to know what customer preference was. And customer preference is just, what are people telling you they want to buy? Men want to buy a white Oxford button-down shirt for dress. Mm-hmm. Right? Pretty standard?
Yeah.
All right. What do women want to buy that's the equivalent of that? Is there anything?
The little black dress.
The little black dress, yeah.
Little black dress. Okay. And would you wear that on a first date, Jennifer?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's the
really?
That's the go-to dress, man.
So yeah, when women want to look hot, they always wear the little black dress.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm trying to remember whether that's ever been the case.
I have a semi-little black dress.
Semi.
Just like your go-to first date outfit is corduroys and a turtle tail.
Yeah, you know what? Turtleneck.
I might change that if that were to be the case. I would maybe wear a... You don't think it would be better? I'd make a better impression if
the white
I
Oxford.
On a white Oxford shirt.
Yeah. Where are we going on the first date? Like, if it's a fancy first date, it is so nice to see a guy in a collared shirt. Actually, you know, on any first date, if you wear a collared shirt, I know you're serious.
What about a tie?
You show up in a t-shirt. Oh, you know, tie might be a little overkill.
How in the world would you have a first date with somebody wearing a t-shirt?
Oh, I have friends from West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And forget that. You have this friend. I've dated many a man in t-shirts for their first date because we meet for a drink. So we go to a sports bar and they think they can drink in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Now, I think if you wear a collared shirt, you're serious. A tie might be overkill unless you're going to a really fancy restaurant, which is probably too much for a first date.
Yeah, a tie means you're really...
Yeah, first date is too much.
I might not trust you if you show up in a... Well,
really?
You don't want to do a fancy restaurant for the first date, no.
Really?
You want to do something like semi-casual.
Too much pressure.
Right. You want to do a cocktail?
Yeah.
Listen to Ken.
Also sets the check too high.
Yeah.
I might not like you. I don't want to spend $130.
The third date, when you're trying to seal the deal with the boom chicka boom boom, that's when you do the tie and the
third date is
nice. Third date.
Oh, that's the rule. Yeah. Third date it's for everybody's rule. Sometimes it's the fifth date, but then when you get old and desperate, it becomes third date.
Nice. There we go. Andy.
Sure, glad you're wearing that tie to Burger King.
Yeah, I'm glad I asked that question.
Laura, aren't you glad we're not out in that scene anymore?
Yes, absolutely.
Layla, is it Layla or Layla Ali?
Layla Ali.
Layla.
Layla, daughter of Muhammad Ali.
Love her.
Okay, undefeated in boxing, 24-0 record. Yesterday, TMZ chased her around at the L.A. Airport, and they wanted to know what her status was. She said...
She's retired.
Well, they were trying to get her. You know, this Ronda Rousey, is that how you pronounce her name? She's a UFC fighter. She beat some girl last week in Las Vegas when I was there in 14 seconds. She was in the hotel next to where I was, and the town was crazy with people that went to see that fight. And so she was asked by TMZ whether... anybody in the country like this Ronda, what's her face, could beat her, and she said, "Nope,
good for her.
I'm not a UFC fighter, and she's not a boxer." But then they kept asking her, and she said, "No woman in the world can beat me. Period. End of story."
She has a great mindset. You know, she's very into positive thinking, and that's what I really like about her.
Don't we all have to be that way? We need to.
Yeah, nobody can beat me.
Which is 100 years ago. I'm so excited. Great to see all these bikes and people having fun. Having a great time.
Mark Daytona win.
I want a medal around me, honey.
Today on American Biker Minutes.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes. Daytona.
Joanne from Honolulu, Hawaii. And I just beat breast cancer for the third time. Those out there, never give up. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm just like a veteran. This is Purple Heart Bike. I have over 250,000 miles on it so far. Live life to the fullest. Don't take anything for granted because as easily as you get it, it can be taken away.
For more on Daytona Bike Week, go to AmericanBikerMinute.com.
American Bike Week. I want a medal around me, honey.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you play to win the game of life? Many people don't.
You see this in sports with underdogs. They get the lead. They may be as surprised as everybody else, and that's when it happens.
They start playing to not lose. Ironically, a loss is exactly what they usually get.
It's because they're playing a team that does the opposite. Their opponent keeps playing to win even when they're losing.
They see being down as a temporary condition, something they will overcome.
So many people today are playing to not lose. They're driven by fear and play from a position of weakness. Sadly, they'll remain stuck right where they are at best.
But you're a winner. You're driven by hope. So play to your strengths and you'll reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the top enforcer for the Broad Street Bullies, helping the Flyers win 2 Stanley Cups. He led the league in penalty minutes four times, and fans can still watch his epic battles on YouTube.
Oh, Schultz is hammering Dunn with that right hand.
So where is Dave Schultz now? Dave could be dropping you off at a Philadelphia area airport. The Hammer owns Dave Schultz Champion Limousine. Dave speaks with kids, delivering a message he calls Put Bullying on Ice. He co-authored a book about his career called The Hammer, and he once had a local hit with a song called The Penalty Box.
Baby, how long will you keep me in the penalty box?
I wonder if Dave takes requests. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Ivan Eland is back with us again on the Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I want to talk to him about the relationship now between Boko Haram and ISIS. I think it was yesterday we were talking about this, and you wrote about it in the Huffington Post this week. The Boko Haram group pledged allegiance to the Islamic State of to ISIS. Let's get down to the bottom line here. Why? What's the story with that? What are they trying to prove?
Well, I think there have been affiliates pledge in Libya, Afghanistan, Algeria, Egypt, et cetera. And I think, it's sort of like, the hot Hollywood star. Everybody wants to hitch their wagon to them. And I think that the reason that they're hot in the jihad world is because they actually hold territory. And they're, what a lot of jihad groups would like to do in their own region is to set up an Islamic state that where they have Sharia law, which is the conservative Islamic law. So I think because they've had these battlefield successes and they've set up this caliphate in parts of Syria and Iraq, other groups want to use their name to get funding, attract fighters from other countries, et cetera. And this is much like happened after 9/11 with al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was the hot commodity among Islamist groups, and so the same thing happened. We had a lot of al-Qaeda affiliates, al-Qaeda in Iraq, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, et cetera.
What sick stuff this is. So ISIS is a threat.
It's sort of like dark marketing, but of course ISIS is expert at videos and marketing and that sort of thing. And it really proves that the old adage that there is no bad publicity when you're chopping people's heads off, burning people in cages, and you're getting reinforced by all the media attention. Of course, you're going to do even more heinous things, and you're going to attract followers in other countries which want to sponge off your publicity. So it's sort of a dark downward spiral.
All right, so do we have anything to worry about? We're not doing anything about ISIS. We're not doing anything really about Boko Haram. I say we, the international community. So are these people going to keep growing? Will they attract enough? There's supposedly 20,000 in ISIS now. I don't know how many in Boko Haram. But they seem to be unstoppable, mostly because nobody's doing anything about it. Am I right?
Well, I think actually, unfortunately, and we're not really doing much about Boko Haram. We're training some of the other countries' militaries around that area, and I think that's actually probably the best response. Unfortunately, we're trying to do that in Syria and Iraq, and we're having there's been a little bit of success on the ground, with the Iraqi forces beating back ISIS a little bit. But the problem is we've got another problem. As a result of our invasion of Iraq, Iran has become the big power in that region, and they're supporting militias, and those are the ones that are really effective in fighting ISIS, not the Iraqi military, which we trained for 10 years. So unfortunately, we do have some forces on the ground, and that's what you really need is local forces on the ground. Even U.S. troops, as good as they are, they don't know the area. They don't know the intelligence.
That was the problem.
They don't know the culture, et cetera. So you really need local or regional troops.
And we with them.
Oh,
all you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Done this for a while. Thought it would be appropriate for us to go back to this week in 1976 for a review of the top five songs, just for fun, starting with a song Gary Wright made very popular called Dreamweaver. It was the number five song this week in 1976. Let's get a little piece of this review. Remember it.
Starry skies, maybe to an astral plane.
All right, we got this memory in our mind, right?
Help me.
Yep.
So, all right, so that's
and I'm
Gary.
Excited to get the number four, so let's be
right.
Done.
Let's go. Number four from this week, 1976. Eagles. It's a good song. It will have either made it to number one by this time or it will go to number one. This is one of the great tunes. The Eagles got such a great repertoire. This is one of them.
Awesome.
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 Awesome, Richie.
Yeah.
Making love. Oh, no, making money. All your money making love.
Had a couple of martinis once.
Yeah. In our head. It's a good variety of music from this week in 1976. Number three song goes to the Miracles. Smokey.
No, no Smokey.
No Smokey, just the no Miracles by themselves. This is Love Machine Part 1, not to be confused with Love Machine Part 2.
I think it's high time to you, whenever I think of you, my mind goes off you, baby. When I look in your eyes, my meter starts to rise, and I become confused. My focus wins, it cools, when I'm sitting next to you.
Nice. Smooth. Right?
Yeah, good song.
Right, from the Miracles. Number two song belongs to Eric Carmen, who had been the lead songer of the Rat Lee song. What are you doing?
She wanted to see if you'd notice.
There's no difference between those two songs.
Oh, yeah. No. I feel the tears are going to start right now.
All by myself, Eric Carmen. You're talking about me or you? What, because we're all by ourselves? Eric Carmen had been the lead singer of the Raspberries and created a big hit with this. What are you clapping your hands for?
It's therapy.
Why?
I'm going to judge this song up a little bit. It's depressing.
It is depressing.
All right, let's start.
Let's get to number one.
Yeah.
Another long. What are you playing this for? Are you trying to test me?
No.
This is not December 1963.
It sure isn't.
It is not.
Is that what the number one song is supposed to be?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, somebody wrapped up the wrong song for me. Hold on a minute.
Nice.
I can get here for you.
All right. I just want us to know and tell people that we know what the real story is. Probably if I had gone along with you, nobody would have noted I would have known the difference. And this program is all about the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us all.
Oh, what a night.
Four seasons, number one. Crank it up, Richie.
Late December back in 63.
What a great show. Not a good show. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's
the Broadway.
An awesome show.
I did not go to see the Motown.
So
one,
good.
I wanted to see. That's a good one, too.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Jersey Boys.
But there are a lot of these. The Mamma Mia show is good.
That's a good
Four
one.
Seasons good.
I want to see the Elvis one, too, with the music of Lieber and Stoller.
Yeah. I haven't seen. Is that around now?
I think it's still around.
I'd like to see that. I would like to see that as well.
Yeah.
All right, so there we have it. Gary Wright, Dreamweaver, number 5. Eagles, Take It to the Limit, number 4. Miracles, Love Machine, number 3. Garrett Carmen, All by Myself, number 2. And The Seasons, 4, with December 1963, number 1.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time is 33 after the hour. Running down who's here, it's Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments to have his input on the report regarding testosterone therapy. A lot of people reviewing what the Mayo Clinic said last week in their report. A lot of controversy about that. What should you know as a man and or a woman who's with a man who's taking testosterone, all of that sort of thing is important. I also may, I don't know whether this is for Jack Ritchie or whether we talk about the report on alcohol and when alcohol intake peaks. I'm shocked, frankly.
At, like, what age?
25.
Yeah, I can definitely concur.
Really? Well, because that's where you were? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Men generally drink more alcohol than women do, but the genders go through similar changes in their drinking habits over their lifetimes. Both men and women report a sharp uptick in alcohol intake during adolescence that peaks in early adulthood, plateaued in midlife, and then declines in older age. Is that, did your mother and father, how did they do in the drinking department, Richie?
My mom and dad were social drinkers. Mm-hmm. Never drank at home, you know, type thing. But they'd go out and they'd have a couple drinks.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Kenny?
Very rarely. My dad would have a beer or two when he was cooking and something on the grill. Maybe the occasional glass of wine at home, but it was nothing more than that. Very rare.
All right, now we get to the lush Jennifer.
Oh, come on. Actually, my answer will surprise you. When I was a kid, I don't remember my parents drinking hardly at all. Every once in a while, my dad would have a beer, like if he was working outside. My mom might have a glass of like that boxed white Zin. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, I don't remember seeing them drink very often. And then my dad, you know, in my teenage years, he started getting into wine. So then I would see him drink wine.
Yeah.
But not until I was a teenager. And I know, like, my dad was a total dork. He did not party at all during college or any or high school,
right,
or anything like that.
Great friends. But
my mom, now, on the other hand, she was the more wild of the two.
Really?
Well, let me tell you something.
She's a hippie. She would, yeah. I think she liked
the party. I've left the table with you and your dad with several bottles of wine empty.
Yeah.
On the, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, because we like wine. Right. Yeah, but that was not... When I was a kid, he would have, like, maybe... I mean, he never drank wine. He had a beer here and there, or, you know, but that was it.
All right, so this is a study of 60,000 people over a 34-year period, 1979 to last year. It's the first time this kind of extensive data on drinking behaviors has been put together. That it was interesting to move from beyond the people in their 20s that are drinking most of the alcohol. The average 25-year-old man drinks 10 drinks a week. Women drink about 4 to 5 drinks at the same age. Women's intake, on the average, less than men's. Let's see here. People drank less as they reached middle age. By the time they were 60, men reported drinking an average of 3 to 5 drinks of beer a week. By 70, women reported drinking about 1 to 2 drinks a week. That's fairly... I just find that stuff sort of fascinating, looking at people all over Europe and our country. So that's that story. That's that study. Anyway, here's something that maybe have... legs. We were talking earlier about gun registrations being down, and I probably should have put this story with that conversation. The story from Nevada about a mother named Valerie Wilson, who went to the Nevada State Assembly Judiciary Committee last week because she wanted to support a bill proposed to amend a state law that blocks her husband and her from having foster children because they have permits to carry loaded firearms and keep the guns in their Las Vegas home. She said she was heartbroken because we had to choose between having foster children and having loaded guns in the house. Who thinks that's okay? Not okay?
I don't know.
The story at DougStefan.com.
Here's the gig.
Yes, Richie?
My kids, I can raise them and teach them how to handle and what the proper behavior is in a house with guns. And if you bring in a child that's going to be with you for 6 months, a year, maybe that's harder to do, and maybe that's what they're looking at.
Well,
could be.
Okay.
These kids who are foster children, lots of them bring so many problems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drug problems, mental problems.
Mental problems, too, sure.
And a lot of it you don't know when you first get them.
So is that an argument for or against having a gun? If the kid gets out of control, you need a gun? Or is it we don't want to have the guns around because the kids are out of control?
That, I would say
that's why the law's in place now, so that you don't have guns.
It is. So is there much chance of them changing that?
I'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Don't you wish we could just have common sense so that we didn't have to have so
That'd
much legislation?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
When the government wouldn't have to get involved because we would know to lock up our guns if we have them in the house with someone who's not mentally right or needs a little extra help.
Speaking of not mentally right, the story of these two women who came from California, if I remember correctly, they defaced the Colosseum in Rome.
I saw that. They were Californian.
Markers or something. They chiseled.
They carved their names.
Initials,
you know what they should do to these
and then they
people?
Did a selfie.
They're idiots.
They should throw
be
them down in the pits and feed them to the lions.
Oh, my God.
Huh? That's why people hate Americans, that for that exact reason, because we're just so stupid and arrogant when we go overseas.
The arrogance of this guy.
When you go there, I sat there all day long.
It's history.
It is an amazing feeling, an amazing place to be, to see the Colosseum, and just to see what took place there. And it's just how somebody can do this,
It's
I just don't know when. I mean,
about themselves.
Yes.
But it's so basic. It's like stupid gang members that have to graffiti everything. It's like leaving your pee on a mark. I mean, it's dogs peeing on their property so that they know where they belong. I mean, it's just gross.
Yeah.
That's
get them out of here.
More of that, though.
I'm sure there is. They just got caught.
Nobody catches people doing that stuff.
They got caught.
They got caught how?
Because they took a selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the carving.
Right.
And posted it on Facebook.
Once again, there you go.
Brilliance at work.
Here's the story of another discovery. This is from the era of Alexander the Great. Cavers have found some treasure in Israel. The fellows Hen Zakai, who's the explorer, recently went out looking around with his father and a friend of theirs, members of the Israeli Caving Club. They spotted shiny silver objects. One of the most well-hidden stalactite caves in northern Israel is where they were. As they moved in for a closer look, he found two ancient silver coins stashed inside a little nook. Coins were meant to be hidden, perhaps to be retrieved at a later date. They've been in this cave for 2,000 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine? They found, there have to have been other people gone. They just didn't see this. They were minted during the reign of Alexander the Great, who conquered this area in late 4th century B.C. One side of the coin is an image of Alexander the Great. The other side has an image of Rich McFadden. Oh, no, wait a minute. This is Zeus sitting on his throne.
That's right, Rich McFadden.
Yeah, sitting
on his throne. I just have
a different throne.
E-I-E-I-O.
You bring your newspaper to yours, right?
You know that ISIS is destroying all of the ruins in Iraq.
Yep, they're getting rid of all the antiquities.
And just knocking over statues. Thousands of years, just totally destroying things.
Yeah.
Now they're going into Iraq, and they are burying these museums in sand. And just saying, okay, if we just kill the access to the place, they won't be able to get to it to destroy it. Right. So they're just walking up to the museum and just burying it in sand and saying, okay, hopefully they won't even see it. They won't be able to get access to it.
With these people.
I don't know.
That's what you're dealing with. 17 before the hour, we'll deal with the testosterone study, which has a lot of people concerned about what they're doing, what they ought to be doing. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a moment with his update. And I think those of you who are men in your 40s, like Richie and Kenny's age and beyond, you all want to listen to this. Stand by for it, and it'll be in your ears next year on Good Day.
America, we can.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
He started his career as a replacement player during the 1994 player strike, but this first baseman went on to play 11 seasons in the majors, winning the World Series in 2004 with the Red Sox.
One hit in the air to left field.
So where is Kevin Millar now? Kevin is the co-host of the popular show Intentional Talk on the MLB Network. He's a fan favorite in Boston, and along with Pedro Martinez, led a toast on the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park. It was the largest toast in history, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, with over 36,000 fans in attendance.
Fenway Park, we want to thank you for the last 100 years, and one last time, Cowboy up!
I will drink to that. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Regulating greenhouse gases is actually worth money. Believe it or not, regulating greenhouse gases will generate a fortune. So who should get it? The cap and trade climate change bill looks to create an estimated $150 billion in the first year it takes effect. Then within 40 years, greenhouse gas regulation should generate $3 trillion worth of value in the United States alone. So where should that money go? A coalition called the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, curiously consisting of GE, General Motors, Ford, DuPont and Shell, Duke Energy, Florida Power and Light, and Pacific Gas and Electric, will meet to lay claim on all this free money. But should it go to utility and oil companies, or to government investments in new technology, along with the customers who'll be facing rising rates? We'll keep you informed.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, sometimes it happens. Unfortunately, and a parent dies, there's no easy explanation, and I'm often asked, what do I tell my child? It's more what you do than what you say. Here's the developmental science of it. First, tangible pictures, stories, letters need a prominent position in the home. Next, help them grieve. Your child may have difficulty verbally expressing their grief, so give them crayons and let them express their pain through art. Finally, it's okay for you, the remaining parent, to cry in front of your children. This teaches the child appropriate grieving. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reassure your child that the family will survive and know it's the remaining family's love for each other that ultimately heals. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
14 before the hour now, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us on the Good Day program. He has the ForbiddenDoctor.com website, the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. There's a free ebook on vaccinations that gets into the science and not just the hype around that subject. You can sign up for it by signing up for the ForbiddenDoctor.com. It is part of what you get. There's a lot of information that comes there. It's not the traditional information. And that's why I decided we ought to have Jack talk about this FDA statement on testosterone, which contradicts a lot of medical experts. You'll remember last week, perhaps, the FDA released a statement which basically put some experts at Harvard and the Mayo Clinic at odds with them. This is pretty unusual. Testosterone therapy and cardiovascular risk was a Mayo Clinic proceeding that was published earlier this year. There's an article also in Science Daily featuring Harvard urologist Dr. Abraham Morgenthaler, and he rejects the linkage between testosterone therapy and cardiovascular risk. That's basically what the FDA is saying, Jack, that if you take too much, if you've got too much testosterone or you take too many testosterone therapeutic, whether you get shots or you take the capsules, whatever it is, it could cause a heart attack. What do you think about all of this?
Well, anytime you reverse the processes of nature by flooding the body with some outside steroidal hormone, like something as powerful as testosterone, you're going to overwhelm the body's natural endocrine balance by doing these kinds of things. The whole idea behind the therapy we use in our office is to build the organs from the inside out with proper nutrition aimed at those organs so the body can regulate its own endocrine balance. It's something just as simple. I'll be 65 this year. And for guys, thank you. And for guys my age, if you want to increase your testosterone because you know you're putting on too much fat, your muscles are starting to get weak, if you just go work out 2 or 3 days a week for a half an hour at a time, resistance training, you will naturally build your testosterone levels back up. But when you start taking shots or you're using patches or you're taking some other form of testosterone therapy, you are putting a very powerful hormone into the system that the system has to, through its positive and negative feedback mechanisms, have to deal with. So it's got to alter this particular hormone, or it's got to build this particular hormone up, because you have these regulatory systems in your brain that's watching this stuff all the time. And if a sudden flood of a very powerful hormone shows up, same thing with HRT with women, with estrogen therapy. As soon as these things start showing up in the body has to start responding to it. It's not like you're just, well, these roses over here need a little more water, and these strawberries over here need more sun. It's not that simple. You have such complex systems regulating these levels inside the body that anytime you throw it a curveball, there's going to be some problems. And this is one of the times when I definitely do agree with the FDA. Because when you're doing these kinds of things that upset the natural balance inside the body, sometimes there's hell to pay. And it can have cardiac problems. It can have pancreatic problems. You could have some vestiges of embryonic tissue inside your body from your fetal development inside your mother's womb that's still just hanging around waiting for that little signal down the road.
And for a lot of guys, it's a testicular kind of thing, so that when this growth hormone shows up, like testosterone is, suddenly you can have some explosive tissue growth that you don't want. So I, you know, my whole idea behind the female and male reproductive therapy, as far as the endocrine glands are concerned, we target these organs with nutritional concentration to get them back online. And it can take anywhere from a few months to 2 or 3 years, but the body will respond when it's given the micronutrients that it needs. And part of the problem that we're suffering from in this country today, whether it's cancer, whether it's heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, most of these things can be linked back to micronutrient starvation.
All right, there's Dr. Jack Stockwell agreeing with the FDA. That's going to be a first.
Yeah.
The ForbiddenDoctor.com website, the free book on vaccinations. Get it all. Sign up at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
My brilliance extends far and wide, doesn't it, Richie?
Yeah, it sure does. Never ceases to amaze me.
I know. Isn't it great? Okay, here we are on the Good Day program, 53 and change after the hour. One of the things I look forward to most, and I have a lot of things on this program that I love. I love being here. My pal Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show, that's heard every weekend on great radio stations all around the country. Every day he's into it, and he likes to bring us up to date on some of the issues featuring pet care. I have something that really puzzles me, shocks me, about this 3-year-old Irish setter. The story we'll have in a moment for Warren. Plus, of course, Richie would like to distract the conversation with a question about his pugs, so we'll get to that as well. What's your question for Warren? You can always submit it. Send the question to Doug at DougStephan.com or Warren at PetShow.com. Warren's here in a moment on Good Day.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Regulating greenhouse gases is actually worth money. Believe it or not, regulating greenhouse gases will generate a fortune. So who should get it? The cap-and-trade climate change bill looks to create an estimated $150 billion in the first year it takes effect. Then within 40 years, greenhouse gas regulation should generate $3 trillion worth of value in the United States alone. So where should that money go? A coalition called the U.S. Climate Action Partnership
Curiously, consisting of GE, General Motors, Ford, DuPont and Shell, Duke Energy, Florida Power and Light, and Pacific Gas and Electric, will meet to lay claim on all this free money. But should it go to utility and oil companies, or to government investments in new technology, along with the customers who'll be facing rising rates? We'll keep you informed.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. Animal lovers shocked. Did you see this story about this Irish setter that was fed poison beef at the dog show in England?
And the cross dog show, which is the equivalent of our Westminster show. What a horrible situation.
Well, was this done? I was trying to figure out whether this dog showed was looking good, and I wonder if a competitor was responsible for poisoning the dog.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. Years ago, before I got smart and I was involved in many dog shows, whether it be judging or showing dogs, the bottom line was a lot of people that competed would try to win no matter what they needed to do.
Right.
I'm not saying they're all bad, but I remember, for example, showing a dog in an obedience ring, a male dog in an obedience ring, and having someone bring two female dogs in season to the edge of the ring to distract the dog I was working with. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on because there's big money, obviously, involved in dog shows, and that's why I'm not involved with them anymore. But what a horrible, so you're right. It's very possible that someone competing with another Irish setter wanted this dog gone in therefore.
So you want to explain what in-season means for the unwashed?
In-season means, you know, basically, how do I describe in-season? The dog is ready to give birth and the dog is having its period, basically, is what's going on. Happens twice a year with most dogs, certain breeds once a year, but it really is distracting for other male dogs. Instinct takes over and they don't want to sit and stay in the middle of the ring. They want to run out and meet that female.
Wonder why they call it being in heat. Cows, horses, animals.
Because they're hot, Dougie.
All right, we are going to ponder. Richie's got a very important question for all dog lovers. Yes, jump.
So, Warren, it's starting to get warm out here in D.C., and we were out the other day in the front yard chatting with a neighbor, and the pugs were outside, and they're good off-leash, so they were running around, but they started to jump up at my neighbor, at her legs, and just kind of playfully nip at her, like her hands are down by her side, and nip at her fingers. And they do this with us in the house, and we just think they're playing, but now, obviously, they're going to be doing it with other people, and the other people don't know how to take it or what they're doing. How do I teach them not to do that?
Well, this is a dog problem. Listen to me carefully. You take the dog's in the house, he jumps on your legs and does the exact same thing, and you guys think he's playing, so you're having fun with it. Then when he does it outside,
right,
it's the wrong thing. So to yell no at this point is to create the psychotic dog. So what you need to do is when the dog is jumping inside like that, that's when the leash should come out. And some basic training at that point to gain some control, and the same thing will take place outside. But you can't, in other words, let me put it this way. I love my dog to jump on me, but he can't jump on other people. So
right.
What I did is I taught him not to jump at all, and then I used the word puppy up. I'm so creative. I used the word puppy up, which is okay, now you can jump and play. So first stop it, then teach it as a command. That's the best way to resolve it.
Okay, and that won't confuse them when I tell them it's okay, or just
no,
a specific
won't
command.
No, they'll know the difference. It's just like a police dog that knows when to be nice and when not to be nice. They're trained to do that. So, yeah, if you teach the dog not to jump up and then teach them to jump on command, you're fine.
Thank you.
Whether to be naughty or nice, that's your choice or the dog's choice.
All right, see, I like my dog to jump on me, but you can't have a big dog jumping on
ground. Yeah, you've got to keep him from doing that with others.
Puppy up. Then he knows it's okay time to play.
It's hard to do that with the people around. All right, Warren, thank you. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day Show, 59 past the hour. America Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia and Envision Network. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.